Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 22, 2020. Unemployment Insurance Claims, October 22, 2020. Unemployment Claims Weekly News Release. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, releases national and state-level unemployment insurance, UI, claims data each Thursday. The report, released on Thursday, October 22, 2020, provides preliminary initial claims for the week ending October 17, 2020, and continued claims for the week ending October 10, 2020. The October 22nd report represents the 31st consecutive weekly release in which unemployment claims are significantly impacted by the recent economic turmoil resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. The data set published by the DOL provides two statistics covering the number of unemployment claims each week. The DOL defines the two statistics in the weekly news release as follows: initial claims. An initial claim is a claim filed by an unemployed individual after a separation from an employer. The claimant requests a determination of basic eligibility for the UI program. When an initial claim is filed with a state, certain programmatic activities take place, and these result in activity counts, including the count of initial claims. The count of U.S. initial claims for unemployment insurance is a leading economic indicator because it is an indication of emerging labor market conditions in the country. However, these are weekly administrative data which are difficult to seasonally adjust, making the series subject to some volatility. And continued claims. A person who has already filed an initial claim and who has experienced a week of unemployment then files a continued claim to reclaim benefits for that week of unemployment. Continued claims are also referred to as insured unemployment. The count of U.S. continued claimed is also a good indicator of labor market conditions. Continued claims reflect the current number of insured unemployed workers filing for UI benefits in the nation. While continued claims are not a leading indicator, they roughly coincide with economic cycles at their peaks and lag at cycle troughs, they provide confirming evidence of the direction of the U.S. economy.
This week's DOL report shows continued elevated initial unemployment claim counts at both the state and national levels. The substantial increase in initial claims reported since the week ending March 14, 2020 has produced a large increase in state and national continued claims for the week ending October 10, 2020, when compared to the same week last year. The table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides U.S. and Iowa initial and continued claims numbers for the most recent report week, as well as the previous week and the same week last year. Please note that the claims reported are actual claim numbers and have not been seasonally adjusted. The claims numbers represent preliminary or advanced reporting, and the numbers are subject to revision the next week. In many instances, the preliminary number for a week is revised lower 1 week later. The chart that accompanies this fiscal update article displays the number of Iowa continued claims over each of the past 33 weeks for 2019 and 2020. Iowa continued claims have declined by 147,676 claims since the week ending May 2, 2020. However, continued claims remain significantly higher than last year, with claims for the week ending October 10, 2020 exceeding claims for the week ending October 12, 2019 by 29,608 claims. It is important to note that while declining continued claims may mean that people are returning to work, it also may mean that people have reached the end of their eligibility for regular unemployment benefits. Unemployment insurance statistics indicate that 45,939 final payments for Iowa regular unemployment benefits were issued for the months of April through September 2020. For the same months of 2019, 8,416 Iowa regular program final payments were issued. Iowa initial claims for the week ending October 17, 2020 increased by 470 claims compared to the previous week and 2,366 compared to the week ending October 12, 2019. Given that Iowa initial claims are revised lower the week after the preliminary number is released, it is likely that the increase in initial claims comparisons will not be as significant once the actual number of claims for the week is released. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614.